delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
All right, welcome back to it. It is Thursday here on the program, heading into the 4th of July weekend. And make no mistake, you will be expected to be on your best behavior, because if you're not, somebody, the boys and girls in blue, might not take a liking to the way you behave. Especially, here's one for you. At Torch Lake, don't mess around on the sandbar. I mean, you can have all the fun you want, you know, within reason. It's summer, it's sunny, it's sandy, it's wonderful, within reason. Have some manners if you don't mind. You're in public. And if you don't want to have manners, and if you want to get all liquored up and operate a boat, things might not go that well for you. If you want to get all liquored up and drive a motor vehicle, it might not go all that well for you. There I am. I'm laying it down for you. Have a good time, use your head, and mind your manners. Our next guest, First Lieutenant Gabe Covey from the Michigan State Police Emergency Management and Homeland Security Division. And I think that, well, first of all, welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve. Thanks so much for having me on, and some great points that you made right off the bat here. If you follow those rules, I think you're going to be just fine. But I could add to that a little bit.
Okay, well, that's why you're here, my friend. Have at it.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people are going to be traveling over the 4th, families, individuals, taking extended vacations. I'd just like to talk to folks a little bit about kind of preparing in advance for all types of emergencies. Maybe it's weather-related, maybe it's man-made, but, you know, a little bit of planning to be a lifesaver if a disaster strikes while you're away from home.
Well, let's talk about some specific things. Obviously, alcohol and motor vehicles of any sort don't mix well. I mean, that's pretty obvious. And I'm sure this weekend you'll have extra patrols on the road, yes?
Yeah, you know, yes, we'll have extra enforcement members out there making sure people are hopefully behaving themselves. But some of the things that I'd like to talk about are just, you know, maybe before your trip, having some plans in motion, some foreshadowing in case bad weather comes in or something happens. Maybe your vehicle breaks down while you're traveling. And I'd like to recommend that folks, you know, maybe have a little or prepare a little travel size emergency preparedness kit that could be with water in it, some snacks, maybe a flashlight, an extra battery or two for your cell phone or cell phone charger, you know, extra stuff just in case, man, you know, your car breaks down, or maybe there's something that has closed the road for a while, or you're sitting there for a long period of time, stuff like that. I just want people thinking outside the box a little bit.
Well, and I want to take that to the next level. Obviously, it's going to be a big boating weekend across Michigan. Michigan has the second largest number of registered boats, second only to Florida. So we have a lot of boats out there. Your boat can break down. It can be drifting across the lake, too. Don't be the guy that they're talking about on the 11 o'clock news because you're drifting across Lake Michigan because you didn't have a radio.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, maybe a little hand crank flashlight, like I say, cell phone charger, making sure you've got some folks that know where you are, or you've talked with somebody. You know, everyone today relies so heavily on their cell phones. Well, what if your cell phone gets wet? Or what if it breaks or something? I mean, I've policed accidents where people are going to call somebody, but they can't find their phone, or it's broken from the car crash or boat crash. Not a bad idea to have some numbers maybe memorized in your head, or maybe a little punch list of, hey, these are my emergency contacts in my wallet in case my phone goes down. You know, you never know. A cell phone tower could get knocked out from severe weather, something like that, that makes your phone inoperable. So what are you going to do now kind of thing is what I would like to put in people's heads before they travel out this weekend.
Good stuff. First Lieutenant Gabe Covey of the Michigan State Police with us. All right. Other places that people could end up in trouble, they head off on a hike into the middle of nowhere. Again, tell people when you're leaving, I would think, and when you expect to be back, because a lot of great trails in Michigan that people can walk off into the wild blue yonder, and maybe there isn't cell service at all to begin with.
And maybe that's the idea. I had a friend of mine last year. He goes camping, and he takes his tent, and he wants to go off the grid a little bit, you know, spotty cell phone coverage. He doesn't check the weather. He doesn't, you know, I'm not saying you got to watch it every hour, but have an idea of what's coming. He gets out there, he sets up his tent, And overnight, a huge storm comes through, and trees fall all around him. He's really lucky that he wasn't injured or even killed, but he comes back and says, you know, he's talking about his trip, and I'm like, man, you should have just a couple of little precautionary things, you know. Did you check the weather? Did you check in on your phone just a little bit if you could? Did you have somebody you could call, and did you have enough food or supplies in the event that you get stranded out there or lost, you know, possibly? So
I've never been lost, sir. I was confused once for 3 days on a ridge in Montana, but I've never actually been lost. Just terribly confused for 3 days once. That's all. Terribly confused. Anyhow, yeah. So that's good stuff there. What else you have for us? We got another 30 seconds here before you can give us the last word on it, how to make sure that people have a safe, productive, and fun weekend.
Yeah, you know, just making sure your vehicle's up and running smoothly. Maybe have a mechanic look it over. Check your fluids to make sure you don't break down. You know, when I was a kid, I used to hang out with my grandparents a lot. My grandparents always kept the vehicle, you know, half a tank of gas. Oh, we got to go to the gas station and fill it up. And I thought, man, they must have a lot of time on their hands. But now I realize they were just being prepared. Whereas my mother used to drive us around on what she called angel fumes. I'm surprised we didn't run out of gas more often, but, you know, just being prepared. just stay out in front of that, just in case. So I hope everybody has a safe weekend and has a lot of fun, and happy 4th of July.
All right, I greatly appreciate it. Great conversation. Lieutenant Gabe Covey, First Lieutenant of the Michigan State Police, you have a great 4th, my friend.
Thanks a lot for having me, Steve. You have a good one, too. Take care.
There you have it. All right. Yeah, I've never been lost, my friends. Terribly confused for 3 days on a ridge in Montana once when I was younger, but I have never been lost. Just keep that in mind. It is it's Thursday. Remember, tomorrow's Free for All Friday. Free for All Friday, the 4th of July. What does it mean to you? Where is America headed? What about liberty in 2016? Just some things to think about for Free for All Friday. I'll be right back.